The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Thursday. Did I say we're at the JV Show already?
Yeah. You did.
Okay, we are the JV Show once again, just in case you missed that first one. Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, Jess. Good morning, guys. So I saw a Benny Blanco video this morning on TikTok. It made me think of you guys because I know all my Benny Blanco information from you guys. But he invited a lady that I follow, an older Mexican woman. She makes delicious food on TikTok. And he invited her to his house and made him some food. It's kind of gross when he's eating, but I thought it was really cool that he did that.
That is really cool. Wait, I need to know why it was gross, like the way he eats.
He does eat pretty strangely.
Wait, does he?
Yeah,
this I did not know.
I feel like we've seen him eat before in videos. It's gross. Everything he does, he could be the coolest guy in the world and give back to local communities and do great stuff. I'm still going to be repulsed by him. There's no coming back from
him in general. Him eating,
his dirty feet, the things he's do, his hairy feet, I don't know. I'm out.
Wait, have we seen a video of him eating?
So bad. We've seen a video. We've seen videos of him eating before. Jollibee and
yes, you're right.
It was gross. Gross. He's chewing, like talking with a mouthful of food and like chewing with his mouth open. Like, I can't. I'm out.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I try to defend him. Like, I'm sure he's a great person. He has a great personality.
He's
I'm
very
sure.
talented.
Yes.
Sure, he's a good that's
he's
fun.
A great producer. Given us a lot of good music throughout
good
the year.
Good for him.
But
I'm still grossed out.
And that's valid.
There's no coming back from it. I've got the ick. I can't shake it.
Did you guys see we've been talking about McDonald's dropping the Arch Burger? By the way, have you tried it, Graham?
No Arch Burger.
We talk about this every day, and every day we're like, we're going to go get one. We're going to try it.
Yeah, I'm going to make a video of me trying the Arch Burger. I got to do it. You know, fast food really hasn't been, I've been on a pretty solid health journey here for a little while.
Wow.
You guys, I've been,
really?
I've been working out consistently and trying to eat right. And so, like, I don't know. I haven't eaten a lot of fast food at all recently. I do want to try the big Arch Burger, but, like, dude, I've been killing it in the gym, you guys.
Good for you.
I know.
So we talked about the video of the CEO of McDonald's trying the Arch Burger, and he took the tiniest little nibble of it. And then, Jess, you brought up the
Burger King.
I don't know if he's a CEO or whatever, but he took a big old bite of a Whopper, and he's like, oh, my God, it's so good. Now Wendy's is trying to get in on this.
Okay.
With Wendy's president taking a bite of one of their burgers, and same thing. It's, like, so amazing, and it's so good. One, I think it's a little too late to enter this chat.
Yeah.
But he did. If he had to pick one, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, who's winning?
Well, who's winning this current?
Like, whose food's better?
Oh, well, I still pick McDonald's.
Me too. That's just my go-to. If I think of, like, oh, I'm going to go get something, like, quick, I go to McDonald's.
I think I go to Wendy's more.
You do?
I think so. They have spicy nuggets.
Okay, that sounds delicious.
They are delicious.
I don't know where my local Wendy's is.
Me either.
What?
Like, I know where my local McDonald's is, you know?
Like, there's one on every corner.
I know where it's at. I don't know.
But you haven't lived until you've had some Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Like, I need to, like, look it up. Where's
so you go just strictly for the nuggets?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. It must be really good then.
Does Napa even have a Wendy's?
They do. I mean.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't know where it is. If I don't know where it is off the top of my hand, like, it's going to be, off the top of my head, like, it's going to be a pretty, like, low down the list of things. Oh, yeah, I do know where it is.
There.
Wow. Well, I mean, I don't, like, I'm looking at a map,
but
like,
your health
oh, yeah,
journey,
I guess,
you're on
I guess
journey.
It's over there, but, like, I've never been to it.
Right.
Anyways, you guys got to try it. Also, Wendy's, you're too late. Exit the chat.
Yeah. I think at this point, they're just making fun of
We're done with this.
Of the McDonald's
no, they totally CEO. Are, but still.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm just getting served with Benny Blanco content now for their podcast. What's it, Friends with Secrets or Friends That Don't Tell Secrets?
Friends
or,
Keep Secrets.
Yeah, whatever. That's what I said. And they just sent me, I just got served a clip on Instagram, and there's Benny Blanco, and he's drinking one of those little pouch things that you give to a baby, like a Mama Chia or something, and he's, while they're doing the podcast, he's nursing on one of those things. I know it's not Wednesday. That's when we do our cool or nots. But cool or not, a man drinking out of one of those little
not
yogurt pouch
cool.
things or a little
Jess, don't
pouch
you
things.
Don't you eat those?
I like the Mama Chio thing.
But don't they have an option where it comes in a cup, you can eat it with a spoon? Ooh. Do you have to nurse on a little pouch like a two-year-old?
I think you do. I haven't seen it.
Well, why is Betty Blanco do it? Selena a minute ago was like, I've never seen Betty Blanco eat. It's right here. I just got served the content.
And I don't want and to here see he is it. Don't show me.
Suckling on a little pouch like a two-year-old.
It's We're gross. Going not cool.
Yes, not cool.
All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys know about the Los Gatos party mom.
Uh-huh.
Shannon O'Connor. She was arrested after hosting alcohol-fueled sex
parties. I used to go to summer parties. They were ragers, you guys.
Stop, Graham. Well, her trial finally came to an end where she was facing 63 charges. She was convicted yesterday of more than 40 of them. Ouch. She'll be back in court on the 26th. If convicted on all charges, she could be sentenced to more than 30 years in prison.
I mean, so many of those, I guess they're not even allegations because she's found guilty on so many of those different things. They are shocking. All right, coming off back-to-back losses, the Warriors now find themselves clinging to the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Teams in Houston taking on the Rockets this afternoon, and with Steph Curry once again not in the lineup for this one because of his knee injury, this is going to be a tough matchup. Tip-off is at 4:30 our time.
Oh, Max! It's going to be a nice and sunny day. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. A bit windy, but winds are going to be around 10 to 20 miles per hour, so less than yesterday. Nice.
Hey, Virgo besties! Uh-huh. Your day today is going to be a 7. Something feels off, and you're right to be cautious. Your spidey senses are protecting you. Before you swipe that card, ask yourself if you really need it or if you're just bored. Spoiler, it's the second one. A new job opportunity closer than you think. Update that resume and start putting the feelers out.
Okay, that's not so bad.
A mixed bag of things.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is David from Dublin. Graham, you said you've been killing in the gym, avoiding the fast food. Keep it up. You can do it. And if no one told you in a while, I'm proud of you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's I try to tell people small changes add up to big changes in your life. I'm not some gym rat that goes to the gym for hours at a time. I get in there and get out. I'm not there very long, but like it adds up.
Right.
Just make it part of your routine. And
what I hate is that it's so much easier for guys. I feel like you guys see results so easily.
Know.
We have to work our ass off and completely do a 180 and change our life. And like,
and even then I look in the mirror and I'm like,
I look the same.
Yeah. I look worse maybe. Yeah. But
wow. He's not disagreeing.
So
must be true.
I don't know what to tell. I just keep at it.
Reassurance, Graham.
Thanks, Graham.
Keep at it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Let's move on to Love is Blind.
Please.
So, Selena, please tell me you watched the finale.
I have not yet.
No!
Is it just one episode that
it's
dropped
just
yesterday?
Just one
Okay,
episode.
I'm going to get to it today then.
See,
okay.
Major, spoiler
right.
alert. I don't, because a lot of people are in that same camp. They know it came out yesterday. Oh, my God, I can't wait to watch it. They haven't watched it yet. I mean, I'm still on episode one, but,
Right.
I'll get there in a couple months, and then you guys will feel my excitement for this episode.
Right, and I'll try my best not to give out any, major spoilers or any of that. But, you guys, I think I have a new theory. Oh, wait. This might give it away.
If you have not yet watched the new Love is Blind episode that just came out.
Here's your warning.
There's an extra warning.
But by now, if you've been watching it, you should know that this couple was going to make it to the altar, basically, and say, I do.
Got it. Okay.
Because my new theory is that they weren't going to send that one couple on Love is Blind. You know the one that we've been talking about that got sent to Malibu instead of Mexico?
Yes.
Due to budgetary reasons,
because right,
Netflix
quote,
only has $400 billion in the bank.
Biggest streaming giant in the world.
Can't afford to send one couple to Mexico.
So I think that they weren't going to send them anywhere at all. And in the end, they decided to just film them last minute while the others were already in Mexico, right? They reconnect with them last minute, like, hey, let's get some footage of you guys here and there and let's film your wedding, just because that would actually help their point of the whole Love is Blind
message. Oh, I see. So producers realize really quick, oh, man, this couple is actually a really strong couple that is headed towards actually getting married.
Yes.
We should feature them somehow. Oh, shoot. We didn't send them to Mexico originally. I bet the timelines don't even overlap.
Right.
I bet they had shot all the Mexico stuff and everything and then seen how some of that was shaking out and seen how some of those couples were trending towards probably, I haven't seen any of it, but probably towards breaking up. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, over here off to the side, the one couple that we chose not to feature because they're a little boring. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making that up. But they're a little boring or whatever. We chose not to feature them because we knew they wouldn't be good drama in Mexico. Oh, shoot. It would be great to feature them somehow. Let's go back and film them now. Oh, now we're sending you on a thing. I bet you those trips didn't even overlap. Mm-hmm. I bet you this getaway to Malibu was weeks after the...
That would make sense, but there still is the group get-togethers that they are there with the other couples.
Right. But the group get-together, I think, is already...
They're like way later.
Yeah, though. Way later because...
Yeah.
I don't even think they got an apartment. Like, usually Netflix gets them and they send them to a location, but then they also, once they're back to
we didn't
Ohio,
see them in an apartment living together.
They
get
an apartment.
Exactly.
And so we didn't see any of that. So I think the editing makes it seem like they both went on vacations at the same time, but they actually didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm with you on that theory.
I think you're right.
Because the budget theory obviously is complete BS. Yeah. And other things that people have offered up, we've gotten a lot of talkbacks. Thank you, guys. We haven't been able to play them all. But other people have weighed in saying, I think it's a passport issue. I think people, they were scared to go to Mexico, all this stuff. Like, nah, I don't really buy any of that. I think, Jess, you've nailed it here.
It really bothers me. I feel like any couple, like, that's why they're going on this show, like, to be documented.
Right.
So we see their journey. You don't just have a couple who gets engaged, and then you as a producer decide, oh, we're not going to show them anyways, and we're not going to send them on this trip, and they're not going to continue the show. You shouldn't be able to decide that. Like, this is what they signed up for. This is what we want to see.
Right.
Yeah, but it is a TV show, and people, don't you want to see the...
Then don't cast them. If they're the boringest person you've ever met while you're doing your interview process, then don't put them on the show.
Yeah, but you can't totally tell. I mean, you can vet people a bunch.
You can
bunch,
tell.
But
they were pretty boring in the pods.
Okay.
But
well,
they were wholesome.
But I also read something, and look, I don't know if it's true because a lot of people have posted a million things about the show, but I've read that there in past episodes, there have been people that have gotten engaged in the pods and they weren't sent on the trips and or featured at all. And so I think, to Jess's point, I think they realized after the fact, oh, shoot, we need somebody here to have, you know, gotten married or whatever, make it down the aisle, and then that's going to be good for our show, and then they go back and shoot these people at a later date. I think that's what happened here.
I think so too.
So are you spoiling that they did get...
Wait, don't just
marry Jess.
You said that they made it there.
I feel like that's what you're implying, but I haven't seen...
Well, I'm
last
saying
episode
hypothetically
yet.
If they did get married, like, that'd be a great love story because it's like, oh, you could tell they're in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if they get married, I guess, or not. Selena, you'll find out.
So they did.
Maybe. No, don't spoil it for me.
I feel like she already did.
Graham, I don't even think you're not even far enough to know which couple this is.
No, I know. That's the one thing that's saving me here. I have no clue who you're talking about.
But that was the finale. I'm excited for the reunion because I think it's going to be drama filled.
Is that next Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they just come out and say why the couple was sent
to
Malibu. They probably won't, but I wish they would just be transparent at the end of all this and be like, this is what happened, because everybody wants to know.
Yeah, I mean, because the lame budget excuse, that part, like, they should have come up with something better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next on the JV show, could this be the end of Xbox?
Yeah.
That's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And before we get to the fate of Xbox, did you guys see the video of the guy in India who almost died on the elevator?
Dude, I just watched it.
Oh my God. It's on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. It's on our Instagram story. He, like, goes to exit, like, he's in the elevator, he gets to his floor, he goes to exit the elevator, and, like, midway, the elevator starts moving again.
Going upwards.
And it, like,
fast.
Almost smashed him. He barely made it.
Yeah, the door's open, he is stepping off the elevator, and then it starts to go up, and that window of space now between what is, you know, the opening at the floor level and the ceiling level of the doorway of the elevator opening disappears so fast, and he barely, I mean, some of his toupee might have gotten caught there.
If this happened to you, would you ever get in an elevator again?
No.
Me either. But dang it, I don't want to take the stairs.
Yeah, but at a really tall building.
Yeah, I don't want to take the stairs.
When you're like, hey, your appointment's on the 32nd floor. And you're like, well, there's that one time I almost died in the elevator. Okay, the stairs are over there. Yeah, I'm still taking the elevator.
Well, but I'm changing doctors.
But on...
Yeah.
But at places where do I have the choice of going up an elevator that's 3 or 4 floors? Yeah, I'm going to take the stairs.
Really? Well, now I'm even paranoid here. We have an elevator in our building. Is something crazy going to happen when you just
probably it's that's been on its last leg for years.
Dude, that thing is just struggling.
So
it's
raggedy.
Hanging by a thread, probably quite literally there inside the elevator shaft. I think that a lot of times ours take sometimes they kind of stall out and take a long time for the doors to open. I'm more worried about being stuck in there than the thing, like, you
true.
Know, failing and crashing or having what almost happened to this guy. I'm more worried about just being trapped in there. I feel like ours is going to stall out any moment. And sometimes it takes a long time for the doors to open. And you're like, this is it. This is the day where it happens. I'm going to be in here for a while.
I feel like I'm fine with that. I mean,
what?
We have cell phones. We're right across from a fire station. Like, an extra 10 minutes. Yeah, I might miss some of the show. Big deal.
I always take the stairs down, though. I mean, we're on the fifth floor, and I'm only going down to the second floor, you know, to get to our parking garage, but I always take the stairs down. I don't
really.
Nobody takes stairs up.
I don't ride
unless you're this guy in India who's never getting on an elevator
from
again.
Now on, yeah, I feel like you're more likely to be injured tripping and falling down the stairs than
yep,
you are.
Yeah, that's happened to me too
in an elevator incident. But yeah,
all right. So Xbox is done.
Cue the sad music, you guys. Cue the sad music. It might be time soon to take a moment and say our goodbyes to the Xbox. This is according to Xbox co-creator, this guy, Seamus Blackley. He's saying that Microsoft is shifting its priorities entirely to AI, and that the Xbox and that whole gaming division has underperformed. And he says the new CEO of Microsoft Gaming, he says it's that person's job likely to just sunset the Xbox and all the gaming and stuff.
What?
And just
wow.
kind of slowly, he says it's going to be like a care doctor who slides Xbox gently into the night.
That's so sad.
This person's job. Again, this is not confirmed. This is just one guy's opinion, but he says that is what the future holds for Xbox, particularly because the Xbox has seen a pretty stark decline in sales over the past few years. It just has not done well. Selling the actual Xbox unit has
really?
Not done well. It's down quarter over quarter and year over year. And so he says this company is just going to shift everything and focus on AI and take a moment, likely, and say your goodbyes to the Xbox as it's guided
Aww.
Gently into the night. What will happen to my Ryan Seacrest fan for life gamer tag that I've had now for well over a decade?
We'll take it over to PlayStation, I guess.
It's just not the same. It's a piece of major nostalgia
right.
for me.
Nostalgia alert.
I do legitimately have the
gamer
tag.
This is really the end of an era, but it makes sense.
Wait, so then what are people mainly using then? Is it
PlayStation?
PlayStation, yeah. My husband, not so much anymore. He used to do a lot of gaming, and I mean, he had all the consoles, but whenever, you know, he'd ask, hey, like, what do you play on? And we'll play on whatever you have because I have everything.
Yeah.
And then anytime someone said Xbox, he's like, okay, let me blow the dust off my Xbox and bring that thing up here. Like, I don't know. Everyone has moved on to PlayStation. A lot of people, they just game on PCs now.
Wow.
Like, don't even use a console.
Right.
And, like, you're typing, like, you're using the keyboard?
That's the thing. You can plug in a controller to that,
okay.
But a lot of the games are on PCs that people play.
Yeah, I wonder if everything, again, with AI and everything, is just going to be cloud-based and online, and everyone's going to be using their computer, which is probably has faster capabilities than one of these consoles or something. I wonder if, yeah, like, everything just kind of shifts towards.
But still, it's the end of an era. No. It's Xbox.
It is. An R. Seacrest fan for life. Just, I mean, a lot of good times. I mean, I haven't used it in a long time, but still there somewhere out there.
It's in
the
there.
Cloud.
It's there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't let it die. Let it live on.
You can be the one person to still keep using an Xbox.
True.
Like,
I mean,
just because they're sunsetting it doesn't mean you still can't play.
Right. I'm assuming people will still be using them and gaming on them for a long time. It's not like they're going to shut off the entire service, but they may not be making future updates and or releasing future Xbox
wow.
versions, whatever the most recent one was, Xbox XS or whatever. I can't even keep track, but whatever
yeah.
the last one was, that may be. They may not make another one.
But wow. Gen Alpha, in like 10 years from now, they'll bring it back.
Yeah, and you'll have the retro one, like the original.
And it'll be worth a lot.
It's going to be so cool.
Well, I don't know if it'll be worth a lot. After all the how much it's overused.
Yeah.
So
Ryan Seacrest fan for life. Quite a bit of gaming on it at one time.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony from Santa Rosa. I just wanted to talk about the Xbox. Yes, my Xbox is sitting under my desk collecting dust, but that's because I'm playing on my PC, like Selena said. They have Microsoft Game Pass, where they have most of the Xbox library. You can play it online, and you don't even have to download the games. They also have on cloud, where you just play through the internet. So if you have a good connection, you can just play the game with the Xbox controller.
That's what everyone's doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, with the high-speed internet getting faster and faster and faster, it's like, why do you need an actual...
like a clunky console just taking up space.
Oh, it's going to be sad not hearing that little bling, bling when you turn it on, you know, a little sound. Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so where did that glove by Nancy Guthrie's house come from? Now, in
the
case
kidnapper!
Did it.
The old person napper.
In case you haven't been, she's not a child.
Right.
In case you haven't been keeping track, we are now over a month that Nancy has been gone, taken from her home. She was abducted February 1st. Now, remember a couple weeks after that, authorities found a glove 2 miles from her house, and everyone is hopeful this could have belonged to the kidnapper because then they'd have a lead. They'd have DNA. They obviously thought it belonged to him because we saw that video, the doorbell camera video where there was someone that had on a mask and gloves that looked just like this one that they found on the side of the road. So the sheriff just told a local news outlet that investigators were able to find a match to the DNA found on the glove, but that it belongs to a restaurant worker from across the street. And that this has nothing to do with the case.
What's this restaurant worker doing throwing their gloves around all willy-nilly?
Maybe it fell when
he was just done with them. I don't know. So that leads to nothing. Now, there were some other gloves that were found.
Yeah.
And that was sent to a lab in Florida. And the sheriff is saying that could be different. Like, those results could come back different. And maybe that'll lead to something. But I feel like if it was in the same area, and this is just where the restaurant workers dump their gloves, apparently, it might be the same thing.
If the glove don't fit,
you must acquit.
Yeah.
I know.
This case, I mean, we talked about it before, and then their biggest fear was that this thing was going to go cold, and it essentially has now
seems like that.
Gone cold, you know, barring any lead, like you said, on one of those other gloves or something else. I know some of the security camera footage had captured a car speeding away at around the time that they think, you know, that she was abducted or whatever. So I don't know if that has led to any new leads or anything.
Not that they've said.
But $1 million reward out there. And I know that has led to a lot of tips, but we haven't gotten anything.
I know.
It sounds like much. This is not good.
Did you guys know that Jersey Shore is still a thing?
Nope.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was just like they were replaying old episodes and they were still filming.
They've been still filming. And here's the latest. It's not going to last much longer because it's coming to an end. MTV announced that Jersey Shore Family Vacation will be ending after this upcoming season, which premieres on May 7th. So this is going to be the final season. Say your goodbyes. The original Jersey Shore aired from 2009 to 2012 on MTV. Obviously, after that, there were a ton of spinoffs like Snooki and JWoww, the Pauly D Project, Family Vacation. By the way, this final season will be its 9th.
Whoa.
As for why the cancellation, MTV, they're owned by Paramount, and they're just going through a huge restructuring at the moment. You know, they agreed to a deal with Warner Brothers last week, and so a lot of changes on the way. The cast, they posted a video saying that this isn't the end and that more, like, fun is on the way. So I don't know if they're going to, like, carry the show on over to another network or what's going on, but their video ended with, stay tuned to see what's next. This fam lives forever, so.
And this was the, which cast were they filming here? Was it a new cast? Was
no,
it
it's,
cast?
The, same, it's the same cast.
So they were still filming?
Yeah.
But now with their families and spouses.
Family vacation. Like they're all married and they have kids and stuff.
They're in like a retirement home and stuff.
Stop,
so
no.
Old, but like out there with their walkers walking down the shore.
Getting arrested on the beach.
Wow. Dang. Who knew? Yeah,
I know. This is news to me. I was like, what? That's still a thing?
Yeah.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Well, first it was Cardi B taking a moment saying her goodbyes to Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs. And now it's the Patriots also saying goodbye. The team has reportedly informed him that they're going to cut him. They're going to release him at the start of the league year, which is just about a week away, March 11th. This is pretty surprising given the fact that Diggs only played 1 year with the team, for which he signed a 3-year, $63.5 million contract. Only 22 a little over 22 and a half million of that contract was guaranteed. So it's not some huge financial hit for the Patriots to cut him. We don't know if Diggs' legal troubles had anything to do with this. We know he pleaded not guilty to charges of felony strangulation and misdemeanor assault and battery a few weeks back. So I'm not sure if that factored in or they just want to go younger and cheaper at the position. But he was the number one wide receiver for a team that just made it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so a pretty important piece to that team. But take a moment, say your goodbyes to Stephon Diggs in a Patriots uniform because he gone.
Bye. Get out of here. Won't miss you.
Wow, this guy can't. I mean, imagine getting broken up with by your girl and then getting broken up with by your team. That sucks.
Well, that's what you get for being a horrible person, probably.
Wow, the shade.
The shade. He allegedly strangled his
I know.
Bride.
Chef,
what do you mean?
I know. I'm with you.
Thank you. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, it's a What the Bleep where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, if you are that first person, you're getting today's JV Show Chug Mug. Whenever you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you dill holes ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ladies, would you ever tell your man that another guy you dated knew how to use his better than him?
Mm-mm. Whoa.
You don't?
No.
No, you never compare.
You guys have a pretty fragile ego.
Very.
So you lie and tell him that he's better?
That's a tricky
one. You don't
have
to lie when he is better.
True. I'm going with that. That's my answer.
Oh, wow. We're just going to lie on top of lies.
That's not
a lie. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. Hit that talkback mic button. That talkback mic button is there if you are streaming Wild 94.9. I still get messages of people that want to DM me their guesses for this game. That's not how it works. Leave us a talkback. It's very simple. On the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app, leave us your name and your city along with your guess on there. The first correct answer in the morning is the only person that is going to win a JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right. And get those guesses in now because we're going to play some of your first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Still talking about Love is Blind here in the studio. I want to know who gets married at
and
the end.
I want to tell you.
Stop.
But I know I'm going to watch. I know.
The
but
spoilers that are flying around here off air, knock it off. I still have the whole season to watch.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to watch
it. That long.
Fine.
Back to What the Bleep. It's where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win this JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Ladies, would you ever tell your man that another guy you dated knew how to use his better than him?
Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
No. I'd be crushed.
No, I think most guys would. Yeah. All right, let's go to your guesses. Of course, whenever you think you know what that word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeart app.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Hannah from San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is money. Have a happy Thursday.
Money. Oh, so-and-so is more responsible with his money than you.
Ooh, you don't want to say that to anyone.
The more responsible part, that wouldn't bug me. They made so much
more money.
Yeah, had so much more money. That would irk me just a little bit, but I don't know. It's not the end of the world. I don't care.
No, that would devastate me.
Really?
If your man told you that his ex had a lot more money than you?
If he's using it in a way to throw it in my face and calling me hella broke, yes, that would bother me.
Hey, what's up? This is Julio from Pinole. Our guest for today is going to be barbecue. All right, have a good day.
Graham, that would sting a little.
Oops. If the dude was a chef or something, I'm not one of these guys that struts around my grill I'm the grill master. Nobody touched my grill.
I always thought you kind of were. You take pride in grilling and cooking for your family and stuff. And if she was my ex makes this better than you, I wouldn't
see. I mean, that would be a touch insulting. But I'm not some guy that I don't take great pride in my barbecue. And I'm not out there, marinating my meat for 3 days ahead of time. So, I just don't it's not that serious. Okay. I like to do my part to help cook for the family and use the barbecue. But I'm not going to win any competitions.
All right.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex and Benicia. Is the bleeped out word tools?
Now that's the most popular guest coming in this morning, and if that was told to me, I'd be crushed. That's divorce.
Right. Look at the house this other guy built.
Yes, seriously. Thanks for building me this house, but didn't you see the house that my ex built for me? It was way better. Dude, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah. I'll light a match. I'll burn that in my house down and I'm out of here. That's it.
All right. Great guesses so far, but not the correct word. If you have a guess, leave it now on the TalkBack. Mike on the iHeart app. We're going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we're going to send you today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Ladies, would you ever tell your man that another guy you dated knew how to use his better than him? Mm-mm-mm. The male ego is very fragile. Yes. Don't do that to us.
Let's go to your talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. I'm going to take a guess at the bleeped out word and say driver. Thank you. Bye.
Driver?
Like a golf driver, I assume. That's what she means.
Right.
My driver game is not good. I'm not good off the tee.
So that wouldn't hurt you.
3 wood, I can stripe that down the middle. Driver game, not good. Okay. So, like, I don't know that
everyone's
hurt me that
bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, no big deal.
Drea from San Lorenzo. My guess for the bleeped out word is brain. Okay. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Oh, that one.
That one bugged me a little bit. But also, I know you're lying. Because. I know my brain's superior.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley again. My next guess is hands. I mean that in a very PG way. Like he can fix things, whether it's your car or things around the house. Thank you.
Oh, my ex is better with his hands than you. I can't imagine saying anything like that.
For either sort of sense of
right,
the word.
Right, right.
Both of them would,
and that would bother
sting.
You.
And if if my wife told me her ex was handier than me around the house, I'm packing my bags.
No one's handier than Graham. Yeah.
Morning, guys. It's Amanda and Adeline from Napa, and we think that the bleeped out word today is words. It's words. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Would that bother you, Graham?
Well, I mean, I talk for a living on these airwaves. If somebody was better than their words, it sounds a little childish. Like, someone's better with it. Use your words.
Right.
You should be using your words
but
better.
But someone's saying, like, my ex communicated better than you.
Yeah, of course that bugged me. I think any comparison to an ex where you are at a disadvantage is probably is mildly offensive.
All right, people, here's today's clip unbleeped.
Ladies, would you ever tell your man that another guy you dated knew how to use his
words
better than him? Ladies, answer that question.
No. I mean, it wouldn't be true, but I still, even if it was, I wouldn't tell them that.
No, yeah.
Would you ever, in the heat of a moment, in like a big, big fight, something like that and compare it to an ex?
No. I don't think there's any reason to bring up an ex at all when you're in a new relationship.
Would you ever bring up your man's ex?
Oh, yeah.
In a big fight?
Sure.
That's different.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair. All right. Interesting. Okay. I appreciate the no hesitation. It's like, oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's totally inbounds. All right. Let's give some shout outs, shall we? First, Amanda and Adeline in Napa. What's up, Napa? We did it, Napa. What's up? They had the very first correct answer this morning. So they're getting themselves a brand new JV Show jug mug. Although there's two of them.
You gotta split it in half.
I already have one at home that's still sitting on my sauce stand. I haven't cut in half yet. Just give me another, Jess.
The ex would have done it.
Okay, that's right. He would have gotten it done. He's a little more organized than me. All right, a couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Rebecca in Concord. What's up, Rebecca? What's up? Hope you have a great Thursday. Our buddy Mylene in Danville came with the correct answer this morning. And so did Sharifa in Richmond and Jess. Any final last second answers coming in? All right, that's it today.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05, right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones of Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Natalie, Amelia, and...
Hi.
Natalie, Amelia, and
welcome
Brooklyn.
Welcome to The JV Show. How are you guys doing this morning?
Amazing.
Nice. All right, so you guys are going to be playing our Yup Nope game. This is our super fun trivia game. Jess, what are we giving away?
We have tickets for Joji.
All right. You guys know how this works. We're going to ask you 4 questions. Just got to get 3 correct. And the tickets are yours. And I'm getting really good vibes from you guys. I think
you are?
I think you're going to nail this. Yes.
Are you not? Okay.
I'll be honest with you. Like, maybe it's just, you know, Mercury in retrograde. But, like, I'm just not. The vibe is, it could surprise me. But right now, it's not.
No, they got this. Well, let's see. Here's question number 1. In the world of beer, I feel like you all are some pretty heavy beer drinkers, right?
No.
Especially
not
Amelia.
At all.
Perfect. In the world of beer, what does IPA stand for?
Indian Pale Ale.
Yep.
India Pale Ale.
But that's dang close. We'll take it. All right, question number two. For male vocals, which singing pitch is deeper, baritone or bass?
Bass.
Yep.
See?
I was in the Napa High Men's Choir. I was a baritone.
What does that mean? It's like
give us a sample.
It's slightly higher than the bass. Now I would be a bass because I have such a deep, manly voice. But back then, my singing voice was a little higher because I was still going through puberty.
Yeah.
So I was a baritone. There's higher than that, though. There's
Didn't
the tenors that were higher.
Did they make you keep your mic off? So why did it matter?
Like, yeah, I was lip syncing during all the performances, but during practice, I was a baritone right about here.
Not down
back
here.
Back to the game. You guys are doing great so far. Here's question number three. In The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel use to brush her hair at the dinner table in front of Prince Eric?
A dingle hopper.
Yep.
Which is?
What is it actually?
A fork.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
My daughter was doing that at dinner literally last night. And I was like, why are you running? She got up from the table and went to go grab a fork so she could comb her hair with it.
What?
And I was like,
we haven't watched
The Little Mermaid in a while, but like, don't use our silverware for that, bro. That's gross. I eat up that.
Okay, I kind of want to hear you sing Under the Sea by Ariel.
With your baritone bass voice.
Under the sea. Bum, 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 under the sea.
See? That's bass right there. I was right there. All right. They don't even need this final question, right? They've already won the game, but we'll do question number four just for funsies. Question four. 30 Rock is the nickname given to the building that houses the headquarters of NBC in what city?
I want to say... Chicago?
Nope.
That is New York City. New York is where 30 Rockefeller Center is known as 30 Rock.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But who cares? You still won. These
nice
tickets
job.
For Joji. You guys made it look so easy.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You guys have a great rest of your day, and just hang on for those tickets, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem. Oh, I love them. Such an amazing job. Graham, do we not have any birthday shout-outs right now? Okay. I probably shouldn't have asked because I just opened up the floodgates. And
thanks
now
a lot,
Selena. Now you're going to get a million of them.
I'm going to get a ton of them.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Wild 94.9. Did you guys hear? The word Swiftie is officially on dictionary.com. They just added it.
They just added Swiftie? I've been saying Swiftie for like 15 years.
Is it with an IE or a Y?
IE.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's always been
Taylor Swiftie.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
So they define it as just a fan of the music of Taylor Swift. But again,
why does that have to be
why
added?
Now?
And why? Like why?
But that's crazy that you know for Taylor Swift that there is now a word that you have created. You know, she didn't create it herself, but it's been created because of her. Like that would be like, wouldn't you just blow your mind someday? They're like, oh, that dude totally pulled a Herbertie.
That would be like the equivalent of them adding fart jar or something.
Well, for me.
And then and then citing the JV show. Like, oh, a prank that Graham pulled on unsuspecting hosts.
Or like when somebody just, trips and falls and like, oh, they totally Carolyn'd that. And
I don't get the reference.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, never mind.
Weird.
Anyways, we have your chance to win a trip to the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Yes, and it's super simple. Using the TalkBack mic, you can use the keywords iHeart Awards. That's all you have to say, and you'll be entered to win a trip for four to our 2026 iHeartRadio Music Awards. Good luck.
Hottest things trending.
It's that'd be totally Herbert-y if you won that. I picture it being an adjective for good.
That's
something good. Like,
nerdy. To be a nerd.
By the way, trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Britney Spears arrested last night. Now, I wish we had more details because this story is still developing, but here's what we know. She was arrested last night in Ventura County for a DUI. This happened around 9:30 p.m. She was booked at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then she was released from jail at 6 this morning. And that's just what we've been able to gather from inmate records. Everything else, pretty unknown right now.
Okay, so Ventura County, last time... Remember, wasn't there a story recently about her driving all erratically?
Yep.
And people said they saw her drinking at some restaurant in Thousand Oaks, and then the manager of the restaurant's like, I only gave her one little half glass of wine.
She
couldn't
didn't even
have
drink
been
it.
Drunk, but then her car was swerving all over the road.
Yes.
She had to have been driving drunk then, right?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, I think that's what we all thought. My brother-in-law is a cop in Thousand Oaks. Well...
What? You've been holding on to this information.
Technically,
why?
Oxnard, but that's Ventura County. What if he was the one that pulled her over?
Can he send us the mugshot? Because I am dying to see it.
Oh, I got to text him.
It's not out yet.
I got to text him.
Do it
out.
Now. What
Seriously.
Are you waiting for? Oh, but yeah, God. I want to know specifics. I want to know where she was coming from. And you know, everywhere she goes, cameras follow. There's video of her drinking somewhere. There's video of her possibly driving. You know, I'm sure there is. There's going to be body cam and dash cam footage and all that stuff.
Do you think Britney Spears has a driver's license?
No.
Because I remember, again, this was a story we talked about, I feel like years ago, where one officer, there was body cam footage, and he's like, he seemed like he had pulled her over numerous times for driving-related infractions. It didn't seem like she was driving under the influence, but just... you know, speeding or whatever. And every time she couldn't ever produce her driver's license. And he's like, I keep telling you, you need to have a driver's license. Make sure you bring your driver's license with you. And she's like, sorry.
But could it be that she has one, but just doesn't have it on her?
Yeah,
I've gotten a ticket for that. I feel like it'd be, or do you think he just lets her go because she's a celebrity?
I think he was letting her go because she's a celebrity. But because if it sounded like, if I'm remembering correctly, that this was like a repeated thing. And
no,
I would be annoyed if I had given you a warning, hey, bring your license next time. And then the next time I pulled you over, you didn't have it. I would be annoyed. So, it seemed like she was getting some special treatment there.
According to Google, she has a valid license. She just doesn't carry it with her. So that's the reason why anytime she's pulled over, it's like she's cited for
Here's the ticket.
I just don't picture Britney Spears opening up her mail when it's time to renew that sucker.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
she's not people either. For that.
She doesn't seem
responsible. No, she doesn't. They've all left her.
She
used to. She used to at some point.
Yeah.
Cardi had a couple of interesting people at her show last night. So she took her Little Miss Drama Tour to Houston. By the way, she brought out Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh,
they performed WAP together.
Oh.
That was one thing about her show here. She didn't bring anybody out. I was a little disappointed, but it was still like a really good show.
No special guests? No.
No, nope, there's no special guests, and she performed here.
Interesting. I thought for sure she would have.
Anyway, so in Houston last night, she performed there. Guess who showed up to watch the show?
Who?
Stefan Diggs' mom.
Oh, wait, what?
So a lot of people are like, oh, she's clearly picking sides, like in their drama, which I think it's nice to see that they're still in good standing with each other. To me, this says that she's like acknowledging her son is a jerk and like he messed up and she wants to keep a good, solid relationship with Cardi. I mean, she is the grandmother of their baby.
True. Oh, that's true.
So it like makes sense, you know?
Yeah, but I don't need Nana coming to watch WAP.
She was there in her thigh high stockings and the little schoolgirl skirt.
Oh,
like she looked cute.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think she was just getting ratchet with the rest of them.
I guess
The other person who was at Cardi's show last night, Nicki Minaj's little sister. This is Nicki's half sister who has openly feuded with Nicki Minaj. So she was at Cardi's show and was even spotted in Cardi's section at the after party.
What?
Well, she's clearly taking sides.
Yeah.
He's permanently
she
on that side now.
Denied that she is, but I mean, come on. Come on. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, let's stay in the lane of famous people driving horribly because NFL star player from the Cleveland Browns, Myles Garrett, can't seem to stop speeding. He was just pulled over and cited for going 94 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone of an interstate there. And that was his 9th speeding ticket he has gotten since joining the NFL in 2017. One of his citations was actually following a crash where he rolled his car back in 2022. He rolled his Porsche going 65 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. He was cited for that one. In this most recent incident, he was pulled over at 1:35 in the morning. Officers that pulled him over said, quote, he was kind and cooperative. And he was given the option of appearing in court or paying over a $100 fine. 9 speeding tickets in, like, basically a 9-year period, let's call it. And you know he's gotten pulled over other times for them and just gotten a warning, right?
Yep.
So he could clearly have, like, 18, 20 speeding
Who
tickets.
Knows how many.
It could be a lot more than that, but he can't seem to lay off the gas. August 9th, if you want to go back to his 8th speeding ticket, was just back in August. He was going 100 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone Cleveland suburb. This guy cannot slow down. He has a four-year, $160 million extension with the Browns, arguably the best defensive player in, I mean, maybe of his generation, but one of the best defensive player in the league for sure. And this dude cannot lay off the gas when driving. Just like slow down.
That's
just
so
a little
scary.
Bit, bro. Just like slow down. 9 speeding tickets around the room quickly. Selena, lifetime, how many you got?
I don't know.
That well, means like, ballpark
I
it.
I haven't got one in a long time. Oh,
good
God,
you.
You're making me jinx it. But yeah. But when, you know, back, I'm only 26 and a half, but back in the day, maybe like
more than 9 or less than 9?
Less than 9.
Okay, less
but
than
probably
9.
Like 5 if I had to, 4 or 5.
Jess, a speeding tickets, lifetime?
0. I drive like a grandma.
Ever your whole life you've never gotten a speeding ticket?
Never a speeding ticket, nope.
Jess, you and I are in some rare company because I also have never gotten a speeding ticket.
Have you gotten tickets for other things?
Thankfully, no.
You've never gotten a ticket before in your life?
Just a warning.
Oh my God, you guys are so boring.
I've only ever gotten a fix-it ticket because of like a cracked windshield, but I have no moving violation tickets. And I have no accidents, let the record show.
And you're welcome to everybody because you do not want me speeding on these streets.
That's a good point. Hey, bestie, let me merge.
Yeah.
That's the sticker that Jess has on the side of her car, by the way.
On the JV show, major change coming to United Airlines. Graham will lay it out for us next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this major change coming to United Airlines, and you said Apple doing something new, Jess.
Yes.
We have an important shout out.
We do. I got a wife sliding into my DMs. It says, hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my husband? It's our 10th wedding anniversary today. I want to thank him for all the love and support all these 13 years together, married for 10. He is such a hard worker, kind, humble, and such a team player. But most of all, he's such a great father to our 3 kids. I love you, Julio. Cheers to many more. So happy anniversary, you lovebirds. Hope you guys have something romantic planned. But more importantly,
who gives a fuck?
That's a great point.
All right. So Apple announced their new quote, affordable iPhone, you guys. So what do you think about this? It's the iPhone 17e. It's actually going to be available
$29.99.
No.
Oh, that would be affordable.
Yeah, I know. It's
yeah, what do they think
affordable
is affordable?
In their terms is $599.
I mean, I guess comparatively.
It's on the cheaper end, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's like half of what you would pay for, like if you were going to be getting the new iPhone 18 when it comes out, or the iPhone 17 even.
Yeah.
Okay.
But why is it that we consider this affordable now? Like, why are phones just so expensive? I don't understand.
They should not cost as much as they do.
And break as easily as they do.
Yes.
Yes.
And also,
dude, my daughter dropped her phone on grass and the screen cracked.
Yeah. I'm telling
swear
you.
Swear to God.
It's crazy. I've ranted about this before, but these phone companies pride themselves on making this sleek design and look how beautiful this device is, only for it to be the slipperiest damn thing you've ever had. It just slides, you put it on your lap, it slides right off your pant leg, you know, whatever.
Right.
Hits the pavement, cracks, or in Selena's case, hits the grass and the screen cracks. And then you have to put this ugly, bulky case on it if you want that to not happen. Why do we spend all this time designing such a cool looking phone only to cover it up with the ugliest looking thing in the world?
Well, I think
cover.
The cases can be cute.
Some yeah, but the iPhone, look at the new colors it's available in. You're never going to see the damn color because you have to put it in a case.
And I think they know that now. That's why they're only putting out ugly colors like orange and stuff.
Yeah.
I just like think it's ridiculous. Like, make these things more break-proof. Oh, wait, they don't want to do that. They want you to have to buy another one.
And there were a lot of people experiencing issues with the orange one where it was turning pink.
You know, it was like scratching. All the paint was coming off.
That's an upgrade.
The 17e is going to be available March 11th. Any interest? It is going to be cheaper.
It's cheaper, but what is it lacking?
Well, the capabilities are obviously not as great.
It only
has
6 cameras instead of 7.
Oh,
how are you going to live?
6-7.
Yeah.
No, it's, I think it has just a single rear camera versus like the 3 or 4 or whatever number they're at now. I'm still on the iPhone 13. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I don't even know what all the cameras are for. Yeah, I'm fine with the affordable one.
I think it's smart. Lots of other phone makers have done similar things where they do like the sort of light version of their more flagship phone. And that should be a thing that's available to more consumers because most
especially
people don't need to max out all these
kids.
Features.
Like, my kids do not need the new iPhone 17 Pro Max. Like, for what?
Yeah, it's too much.
too much.
Is there ever a world, Selena, where you see yourself ever, ever, ever switching from an iPhone to an Android?
No. I just couldn't take the judgment. No.
Valid. Never.
It's really not that bad unless you work at Wild 94.9 on the JV show.
I know.
And are subjected to it all the time like me. But otherwise, like, I think just normal people don't really have to deal with it.
No, no one else does.
Yeah.
All right. So what's this change coming to United Airlines?
All right. New rule. If you're going to be flying on United, I'd like to applaud United Airlines for this one, because if you are on a flight, according to their new mandate, you must be using headphones while listening to audio or video content on your own screen, device, on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. You cannot be listening to it with the volume up and no headphones. You have to be using headphones. This is sort of an unspoken rule, but not everybody always follows it. There's always one person or something that's playing something with audio that you can hear on a flight, and you're like, what are you doing? Why?
Isn't there a new term for this?
Yeah, it's called bear beating.
Oh, I've heard, yeah. I saw something about your ears are being bear beat.
You ever bear beat,
yeah,
Graham?
Or has anyone been bear beating in front of you?
I've never bear beaten off before on a flight. No, like I have, you know what I mean? Like, that would just, why subject other people to that?
Thank you. It's just common courtesy.
They are the first airline, United. Again, if you're flying on a United flight, you have to be using your headphones. They can actually ban you or remove you from a flight or something if you are not complying with this rule. They are the first airline to actually put this in writing as part of their customer agreement and for buying a ticket for a flight. I assume the other airlines are going to follow suit, because yes, you should be wearing your headphones if you're watching a movie or scrolling or whatever on a flight.
Can they do this at the DMV as well? Because every single time I've been to the DMV,
everybody's bear beating off.
What is it with the DMV?
No, I get it. You're bored. But I don't want to be listening to whatever podcast you're listening to.
Agreed.
You know, like, they
stop bear beating me.
People do this at the gym too, which is very annoying.
Like, they do?
Like, if I'm wearing my headphones and listening to my music and I can still hear your music, that's too loud. Like, they
totally agree.
Why don't you say it to their face?
Because I'm
too scared.
Yeah.
Have you ever, this happened to me the other day at the gym. I have Pixel Buds or whatever. You know, they're same things, AirPods. AirPods, and they disconnect from time to time from the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, my music stopped. Let me hit play again. Well, it's disconnected. It starts blasting out of your, and it's just like the most just gangster rap song or whatever all the time. And it just blasts your music out. And because you have the headphones, it takes a second. You're like, I hear it, but like, where's it coming from? Oh, it's coming from now from my pocket or whatever, you know, playing.
Yes.
And I'm bear beating everybody at the gym.
I wish people would be just as mindful when they're on FaceTime calls. Like, why do you have to be on the loudest FaceTime call ever?
Agreed. And you should be wearing headphones.
So on top of you yelling into the phone, I can hear the other person yelling back at you.
Yeah.
I don't like any
of it. Put your headphones in for a FaceTime.
The other day, I couldn't hear someone's music, but they were singing out loud at the gym.
Oh, don't do that.
I was like, am I really hearing a person like just like belting?
But they had their headphones on.
They had their headphones
on. So they're singing
on.
Louder than they
I
realized.
I couldn't hear their music, which I guess in this case I would prefer to hear their music than them singing along to the music out loud. There's no reason to do that in public.
The only sound you should ever make at the gym is a deep breath. Other than that, quit the grunting, the singing,
what?
The
Not
talking,
even one
the music
grunt?
Playing.
Nope. Sometimes it's accidental.
Sometimes you're
no one's doing that on purpose.
Pushing so hard.
Yeah.
Little grunt comes out. Don't. No sounds, please.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's not just the JV Show. I'm also judging non-iPhone users. Losers.
Sounds like your iPhone's working really good there, too.
Hey, that's not the phone's fault. That's her connection. It's not.
Yeah, sure, it's not.
No, she's probably on...
under a tunnel.
Yeah, the Transbay tube.
That phone sounds like it's... Well, man,
no, you can't blame the phone for
really
that.
Really performing great there, and we're the losers.
Well, not us.
I see no lies.
That was you. That's directed towards you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We've been talking about how easily iPhones seem to break.
Okay, so I remember in, like, I don't know, maybe 2004, my friend Rhonda had, you know, the old Nokia brick. She was drunk and she threw it against a wall and it, you know, came all apart. And then we snapped that battery back in, snapped that backing on. Yeah, that thing still worked. And now it's breaking on, like, grass. Come on, son.
Come on, son.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
Ever since we switched to like the touch screens, it's just become so much more sensitive.
No, wait, does Nokia still make like phones?
That old,
I don't even know what that is. I'm so young.
That old Nokia brick phone. I had one. I mean, my grandparents told me about them because I'm only 28 and a half. But yeah, I used to do the same thing. You could just drop kick it off the wall. It would come apart. The keypad would come out. Didn't matter. You put it back together. It always worked. It was unbreakable. Even if the pieces broke apart on it, you couldn't break the thing.
Let's bring that back.
Yeah. They need to bring that mentality to these phones. I know they know how to do it. They don't want to do it. They want you to have to buy a new one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's my jewelry?
All right, so there's a text message that's gone viral, and everybody in the comments is saying receiving this message before a first date is a major red flag. So this is from a guy out of New York. He was going on a first date with a woman that I'm assuming he met like online or on one of these dating apps or something, and they were getting ready to meet for a drink on a Friday night.
Okay.
6 o'clock. Now, I don't know what time they were scheduled to meet up at, but at 6 o'clock that night, he gets this text message from the woman he's supposed to meet up with. She says, "Hey, excited to meet for a drink. Just wanted to say I have a friend's birthday party at 9:30 p.m. So I'll have to wrap up before then. See you soon!" Exclamation mark.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a red flag to you guys?
No.
Which part's the red flag?
That's what I was asking. Let me tell you what some of the commenters are saying.
Okay.
Because everybody, the majority of them, seemed to say that this was a red flag because she was putting a time constraint on the date. And they're saying the fact that she messaged, you know, shortly before the date, she could have said this days before, but an hour or two before the date, this suggests that she was bad with planning and time management. Others were saying, like, this sounds like someone just trying to kill time, get some pre-gaming in before she goes to party with her friends.
Get some free drinks before the actual fun. Okay.
And also using the term wrap up, like it's a work meeting or something, something she's not really excited about.
I don't. No. I mean,
how about she's trying to squeeze in and still see you, even though she's got other commitments?
That was my takeaway. Like, she's still making time to go to meet you to see if it leads to something.
And everybody is busy, so everybody should be able to sort of relate to that. I don't know. The fact that she opened it with, "I'm excited for our drink," or "excited for our meetup," like, if she didn't say that, then I would be a little off put, like, this seems a little more transactional. Like,
thank you.
Okay, I'm meeting you here, and then I got to wrap up at this time. I'd be like, I don't know if this is the, you know, personality type for me. But she's genuinely, I would assume, sounded excited there. That's how I would interpret it. And I guess I would understand that. I didn't expect to, like, go grab a drink with her and then, you know, it lasts the entire night.
And I don't think this means she's bad at, like, time management. She's given you a heads up. Wouldn't you rather that than you're on the date in, like, 5 minutes before? She's like, it's time for my next party. Got to head out.
Right. Or it would have been worse if she texted him saying, "Hey, I have another commitment. We have to cancel." She's not canceling. She's still going on the date. And it's a first date. Don't you want it to kind of have some
you
sort
want
of
it to have an end?
I feel like, yeah, most
Unless
guys,
you don't.
Well, depends what they look like, but should want that, like, okay, there's an out here. If this is not really going that great, I know that she has to leave at some point, you know? And I'm not, like, going to have to be babysitting this person all night.
That's what I would appreciate about
that. But depends what she looks like, because maybe you do want to be a babysitter all night. There's a, it's sort of a.
And if things go well, maybe she won't even go to the next party.
Yeah.
Or she'll take you with her. Would you want that after a first date?
Nope.
You're like meeting everybody?
No, definitely not. No thanks.
You wouldn't want to meet all her friends and see what they're like?
No.
I feel like you'd get a better idea of what she's like.
Yeah, but it's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon.
The first time me and my husband hung out, it was with a lot of my friends.
What?
The very first time we ever met in person.
Like, you had arranged a date and it was like, but it's going to be
it wasn't a date. It was
thing.
The last minute thing. Like, oh, hey, like, we weren't planning on meeting. They didn't have a date, like, scheduled or anything. We had just met on Tinder. We were, like, FaceTiming, texting. And I was like, oh, hey, by the way, like, I'm going to be, here because it's my friend's birthday. Like, do you want to come? Like, I'd like to meet you. And I felt safer because we're with people that I know. And this is a person from, like, a dating app. And he came. And we've been inseparable ever since.
What? I personally, there are different scenarios. Like, if it was, hey, some of my friends were going to be at this bar or whatever, and it was like more that. But if it was like, hey, we're going to be all at this one house and it's a birthday party, would you like to come? That might be like too soon for me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, don't worry about it. You go have fun. We'll meet up another time.
Wow. Well, it worked out for us.
No, I know it did.
And it was at a house.
I know it did. But don't you think there's like an added level of pressure? Like, you're bringing a guy to
the
house and all the friends are going to be like judging. And then I'm going to feel awkward. Like, what did she say about me? And,
yeah. I don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people wouldn't. But I'm glad that my husband didn't mind.
I'm glad he showed up.
Yeah.
It all worked out.
And it worked.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue our meeting in the ladies' room.
Before we do,
can I throw in one
quick DM shout-out? One says, hey, I was hoping you'd give my son a birthday shout-out. We listen every day on our way to school. Happy 10th birthday, Alex. Mommy and your family.
I'm a mommy.
Love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate your birthday later. Thank you. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Alex. Hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our meeting in the ladies' room. We were just talking about a text message that I saw went pretty viral. I saw it on Instagram, but it was a guy explaining how he got this text right before a first date. And it was basically the woman saying, hey, can't wait to meet you. By the way, I do have to wrap things up by this time. I have a birthday party that I need to go to. And everyone in the comments was like, oh my God, that is a red flag. Don't go on this date.
Good morning, JV Show. You guys are talking about the text message. I think she was just giving her a way out if the date was horrible. You know, she'd be like, oh, sorry, I have to go. Remember I told you about those plans I had? But if the date is going really well, she could always be like, you know what? I'm going to skip that birthday party. I'm having so much fun. Maybe she was just trying to have an escape plan. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, love you guys.
And I feel like that is the smart thing to do.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's probably definitely, is that the vibe you're getting? That's definitely what she was doing. I don't think this birthday party really existed, right?
Really? that wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
Because it's better than the, oh, my friend just texted me, I gotta leave. Every guy knows what you're doing, you know, when you
right.
get the text me, you know, at this time, and if it's going bad, I'm just gonna say, oh, I gotta leave for something. She's right. preemptively doing that, and I kind of respect that. Our buddy Kat O out of Walnut Creek left a talk back saying something similar, that she believes that's what it's for. She said her husband actually did something similar on their first date, so that it had kind of, so there's no awkwardness at the end. Like, okay, this is the time
makes
that
sense.
It's got to end.
That's what people should do.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, anything you'd like to throw into our meeting in the ladies' room?
I wanted to throw this out to you ladies and get your thoughts on it because I had never seen this before. On social media, as I was scrolling yesterday on Instagram, this woman posted what I would call a breakup montage. The text caption on her reel just said we broke up with that little heartbreak emoji, and then it was just a montage reel of pictures of all this stuff that they had done together and, you know, places they had visited and them being lovey with each other and weddings they had attended and things and restaurants they'd been to. It was just this rapid fire. I mean, maybe 150 pictures. I don't know. You know, they were just bam, 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 tons of them. And it was a breakup montage. And I was like, this is kind of interesting, but also, I don't know. I kind of respected it. Like, I kind of thought it was one way to just sort of like have some finalization on thing, have some closure. Here it is. We broke up and it's sad and look at all the fun we had, but that's the end of that chapter.
Do you think it's closing of the chapter or one last post to see if he reaches back after realizing, right, hey, look at all the happy times we shared.
All the memories.
Okay, now I went to the comments and there was some of that. Some people saying, oh, well, clearly she wants this person back, you know, and it was sort of that feeling. A lot of other guys, mainly very happy in the comments, realizing that the door was open because, you know, she's a rather attractive influencer. So there are a lot of people.
How'd she end up on your timeline?
I don't know. The algorithm, like, I'm here for framing houses and golf shots. Like, I don't know whatever.
Right.
And so there are a lot of people celebrating this, you know, as the doors, the DMs may now be open or whatever for them to shoot their shot. But I don't know what it was. There was something I was kind of like, this is kind of cool.
Really?
Because now we don't have to wonder.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like celebrities should do that.
Yeah.
Because I care, you know, when they break up, things like that. I don't think I could ever post a breakup montage.
Yeah, no. Me either.
Well, like when your, you know, pet dies, everyone posts a montage of pictures remembering how sweet they were.
Yeah, but
why,
like,
can't you do a little montage the same way? Your relationship has died.
I don't know, because it's kind of, it's hard to explain, but it's like an embarrassing feeling and people are like wondering why, what happened.
It was a conscious uncoupling.
Nobody believes that.
No, nobody believes that.
Nobody believes
that. Wait, and so then how do you go about it? Because obviously when a breakup happens, everybody deletes like all the pictures that you have of that significant other. So you delete everything but leave the montage?
Yes.
So maybe you leave it up for a while and then you delete it.
Or maybe this person didn't delete everything. Like, that's part of their history. That's going to stay on the page. Wow. And this is just going to let you know that that chapter is closed. And here's to opening a new one.
I guess I respected it because it was not me. Yeah, Selena, I'm with you. Like, I would have a trouble posting that thing, particularly depending on what the terms of this breakup were. If we decided that, you know, we just wanted to go our separate ways, if there was some, like, incident that happened, a cheating or something like that, I'm not posting some breakup montage for you. Like, oh, we broke up, boo-hoo. No, you're erased from my life,
for,
you know?
No, for me, it's less that. It's more by me posting, then it's opening up the door for people to, like, leave their comments and speculation and to say things about me and my relationship and my partner, who I obviously am still, you know, I probably still have feelings for.
Got it.
But do you think it is a good way to kind of get all of those questions and everything out of the way? Everyone's going to wonder, but then people are going to move on eventually instead of the way it usually goes, which people are like, oh, this so-and-so deleted the pictures with this person.
They stopped following each other.
Yeah. And it like lasts longer where people are wondering. And then all of a sudden they see you post with somebody else. It's like, oh, they did move on.
I don't know. I kind of like doing like the FBI work.
Right.
It's kind of fun.
I'm just wondering, will this become a new trend that we see more of? Because I had never seen this before.
A breakup montage.
I was like kind of captivated by it. I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is kind of cool.
I saw a radio host once do it.
Really?
But it wasn't a montage. It was just a statement. And I was like, I didn't even know you were dating anyone.
I don't think people care enough for you to put out an actual statement about this, but I respect it.
All right, thanks.
Here's the press release on my breakup. Who are you?
But I was, you know, glad to know, I guess. I looked her up after that.
And now you're able to move on.
Yeah.
And then you slid into
that
her DMs.
That is great.
No.
Oh.
All right. Today's hottest trending is coming up next. We're getting some more information now on what did happen with Britney Spears last night. If you don't know, breaking news for some. She was arrested for DUI. Like I said, we're getting some more information, more details, so I'll share that with you coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This message is for Graham. My name is Ty, calling from Merced. I gotta say, I'm podcasting yesterday's episode where you said that Leo besties, you guys are going to get a promotion or something at work, and I have to say, I'm a Leo bestie. And yesterday, I got a huge raise at work, so I gotta say, shout out to my Leo gang. Shout out to Graham for holding it down, because the horoscopes are real. Yes.
Wow, it came
they
true.
Are. Good for you, Leo besties.
So are you a believer now, Graham?
Well, I currently am the active psychic here on the JV Show, and I, of course, wrote that, obviously, psychic prediction, and it came true right there.
Yep.
So should I be a believer in my own psychic abilities?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, good for you. Get that raise. Get your bag.
All stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
More on Britney Spears' arrest. So if you haven't heard yet, Britney was arrested last night for DUI in Ventura County. This happened around 9:30 p.m. She was booked at 3 and then released at 6 o'clock this morning. There's still not a whole lot of information out about the actual arrest or like where Britney was, how she was driving. But now we're learning that immediately after pulling her over and arresting her, she was taken to the hospital immediately after. CHP transported her there, not because she was injured, but they took her to have her blood drawn to determine her blood alcohol content. Which is kind of interesting. Like, was she refusing a breathalyzer?
That's usually the step. If you're refusing all the things, then they take you for the blood test.
So that's what they did. Police have not released the results of the testing. Britney's sources are saying that it was a 0.06, which is under the legal limit here in California, which is a 0.08.
You can still be cited, right, for driving under the influence, even if your number comes up under that, right?
I read that if you're driving erratically and you have any number at all, you could still get a DUI.
Yeah, you could be driving drunkenly, but your blood alcohol shows a lower level.
Mm-hmm.
My driver's ed teacher always said, don't refuse the breathalyzer. You go down there and get the blood test. It's more accurate, and then it gives you some time to pass between the time you've been arrested and the time to get to the hospital.
Did you guys have the same teacher or something? You and Britney Spears?
I don't know, but I was like, this is an interesting lesson from the driver's ed teacher. Shouldn't you be teaching us how to deal with a roundabout or
don't
like
drink and
a four-way
stop? Don't drink and drive?
Right.
We're also learning that Britney wasn't by herself when she was pulled over, although we don't know who was with her. Here's a statement from Britney's manager. This was an unfortunate incident that is completely inexcusable. Britney is going to take the right steps and comply with the law. And hopefully this can be the first step in long overdue change that needs to occur in Britney's life. Hopefully she can get the help and support she needs during this difficult time.
So, I mean, all I said the other day was, based on her return to Instagram, and that's...
And by the way, she's off Instagram.
She's deactivated
deleted.
Again, but she came back the other day, and the videos that she posted, like, just clearly something is not right. And I said, I foresee this ending badly. It could have ended badly if she's out there driving drunk. Like, this hopefully is some sort of a wake-up call to either her or people around her, if there are enough people around her that can get her... The help that she needs. She needs help.
Yeah.
She does.
She's back in court, by the way, May 4th. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, buckle up, everyone, because gas prices could be skyrocketing soon. We obviously know that one of the main reasons behind this is the war in Iran and all the conflicts raging right now in the Middle East. This has unsettled a lot of markets, not just oil, but the Middle East founded on oil production. And as we see disruptions there, prices going to rise. They've already started jumping up here in the Bay Area and across the country. But according to oil executives, California's strict environmental laws also going to be behind further price increases. A Chevron spokesperson said yesterday that the regulations created by the California Air Resources Board, they're going to cause local refineries to close up shop, to move operations. We've already talked about some of those in the Bay Area that have that are about to shut down. And they're this person saying that basically all of them are going to follow suit at some point. And the California consumer is going to be the one that bears the brunt of all the cost increases. And we could be seeing that $7 a gallon in the near future again. Do you guys remember when we were at that, when gas spiked up near there? I have a couple thoughts. One, don't boo-hoo me, oil companies, about not making enough money. Boo-hoo. You guys have recorded billions and billions and billions of dollars in profit to your corporate shareholders and executives over the years. Don't boo-hoo me that suddenly things are a little bit expensive here. I don't feel bad for you at all. You guys have lined your pockets for generations.
However,
and do you guys remember in the times when gas did skyrocket up to $7 a gallon, was there danger of gas running out anywhere? Did we get down to our last barrel? Were we like, oh my God, it's scarcity. We can't get any more oil. No, none of that happened. It's all a big scam.
So how do we...
That concludes my TED Talk on oil prices.
Thank you, Graham. Yeah, that combined with the bridge toll rising every year. Oh my God. Anyways,
I'm not looking forward to that because my car just burns through gas super quick. And every time I fill
up. Like a lot of other people,
my kids are always astounded. You've just paid $85 for one tank? My son Ford's like, how much money do you make? I was like, and I do this twice a week.
You do?
I have to fill up twice a week. And then two bridges, 8 + 8. That's $16 a day on top of...
Jesus.
And that's at gas prices that are relatively tolerable right now, but now they're going to go up.
Yeah.
I can't go back to that $7 a gallon. I'll start taking a kayak to work.
Next on the JV show, I have something else having to do with driving. Can we also talk about how many views Bad Bunny's halftime show got? Did you guys happen to see these new numbers? Or
do they have some of the global numbers finally?
Yes.
Oh,
and
interesting.
It's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
What's up, JV Show fam? Caleb from San Jose here. About yesterday's horoscope, I'm a Leo, and it came true. I actually got a new job yesterday setting up for the NVIDIA conference in San Jose. Hey, shout out San Ho.
Wow.
Good morning.
Yeah, shout out to San Jose. And shout out to Graham, your predictions, your astrology.
Yeah, yesterday in the horoscopes, readings. I predicted some good job news or promotion or raise for Leo besties. And look at that. We've now had two Leo besties leave a talk back. One got a raise and one got a new job.
I was going to say nice. And look at that. I said
nice. So maybe I am legit psychic.
You are.
But Graham, you're... Our Leo bestie here on the show. Any promotion?
I asked the job. I put the feelers out to the boss, like, you know, and any news there? And but obviously, it's because these people are Leos, and that is the reason they're getting new jobs, because Leos are the best.
Yeah, my husband's a Leo. They're second to Capricorns, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing we were talking about, Britney Spears, she got a DUI last night, and initial reports, nothing confirmed from CHP, but her sources are saying that she blew a .06. The limit is .08.
Britney's Spears, got a DUI. Oh, my gosh. So just FYI, if you blow under a .08, a judge will consider it a wet and reckless. So most celebrities plead down to that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Likely what will happen. I mean, if this is true, again, we don't know. We don't have all the specifics on this, but wouldn't be surprised if she gets a slightly lesser charge.
I know. I would like to see them actually come down on her. It might force her to make some changes.
Agreed.
In her life. You know, hopefully a judge will see it that way, not just give her special treatment because she's a celebrity. Really quick, we have the global numbers, according to Roc Nation, of what Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show did.
Yeah.
Jess, I think you've seen these reports.
Yep.
Graham, I'm assuming you have not.
I have not, and I've been asking for them since the numbers first started coming out.
So this is according to Roc Nation. The show drew 4.157 billion views.
Billion?
Across the U.S. and worldwide. And this is views on everything. Obviously, the live broadcast, but this includes YouTube views and other digital platforms. And the report I read said this is in the first 24 hours. So this includes social media. This includes everything.
Yeah.
4 billion views.
Does that make it the most watched halftime show globally of all time? If so, I'd love to enjoy my Coco props, because when the numbers were first coming out and a lot of people were like, ha, see, it's less than some of the other halftime shows. I was like, wait until the Globe says, hold my beer. They want to report their numbers and everybody globally that tuned in, because you knew that was going to be massive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for my Coco props.
You're welcome.
Delicious.
You
and
are
tasty
very welcome.
And hearty and healthy.
This morning, we got a talk back. Someone was talking about Benny Blanco. I don't know what my deal is. I always get Benny Blanco and Bad Bunny mixed up.
I don't know how.
I know, and it makes zero sense. So I'm listening to that talk back. You go back and podcast it. It was our first talk back of the morning. You can tell I was confused because you guys started talking about how repulsed you are by this person. And in my head, I'm like, Bad Bunny? Like, since when do we not like Bad Bunny? But it was Benny Blanco.
Blanco.
Love Bad Bunny. We have the ick for Benny Blanco.
How am I getting them both mixed up?
It's the name, the
BB
like name.
They're polar opposites.
B. Yeah.
But they are polar opposites.
Thank you. It's the weirdest thing. All right, here is Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia. Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.